ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति, गुड इवनिंग। हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू नो सिस्टर उषा? इन टीवी और इन रियलिटी? वेल, सिस्टर उषा इज द सीनियर राजयोगा मेडिटेशन टीचर and the management trainer of the Brahma Kumaris, and she is with Baba since many years, and she has experience of all the topics you can think of. With her innate qualities and capabilities, the Supreme Father's blessings, she has focused her strength and speciality into a meaningful channel. She is a practical example of applied spirituality. In the path of service, she has played a key role in the implementation of self-management training programs, SML. She has participated in number of conferences, national and international levels. She has also published her book on self-managing leadership. She has done research on the great epics of India, Ramayana and Srimad Bhagavad Gita, and has created a unique presentation, the first of its kind in the world. So today evening we are going to hear from her on the topic of 8 steps to follow Father Brahma. So we'll welcome her and thank her, especially she has come from Shantivan to share with us. Welcome, Sister Usha.
Thank you.
Don't be miser. You can wave your hands. Om Shanti.
Thank you very much. It is so beautiful to be in Gyan Sarovar with the family, and especially with our brothers from double foreign lands. But Baba says now, no double foreigners, all double intense effort makers. So last year, in last season, Baba had mentioned 8 steps of how Brahma Baba reached his state of perfection. And many a times everybody was wondering which are the 8 steps of Brahma Baba. So one day I was also thinking upon it, because many a times people ask us questions, what do you think, which are the 8 steps of Brahma Baba? And it was evening meditation from 6:30 to 7:30. And during that time, I was just like having a hearty conversation with Baba. Baba, which are those 8 steps? Many times wherever we go, people ask us. And during that time, in meditation, I had a beautiful experience of the 8 steps of Brahma Baba. And it was as if Baba's whole life history just came in front of my eyes, and how he attained that stage of perfection in 8 steps, which was so much appealing and very clear that definitely if we also follow those 8 steps to perfection, it is just 8 steps. And that is why Baba always tells us, follow Father in each and every way. Because you just have to place your footsteps on Baba's footsteps. But which are those footsteps which we have to follow? So the first footstep of Brahma Baba was, as soon as he got the divine visions, well, none of us has ever seen Brahma Baba in the Sakar form, but whatever we have heard from the Dadis and from Brahma Baba's life history, we all know Brahma Baba, how he was. Seeing all the Dadis' lives, we know how he was. And so the first step of Brahma Baba was, as soon as he got the visions and he got this realization that he is not this body but a soul, he started practicing being soul conscious. And he started writing in the diaries, practicing, I am a soul, I am a soul. Whomever he would see in the family also, Radhika is a soul, Yashoda is a soul, Nirmal Shantadadi, for her, he used to say, Nirmal is a soul. And even on the walls, Baba had written, and practice being soul conscious. Not only that, but we know from Baba's life history that during the end of the day, Baba would organize his court and ask mind that did all of your supporters or whoever is your cooperative, all the sense organs, did they all follow soul consciousness? And whenever he found anywhere the mind wandered away, he would tell the mind, now tomorrow you have to pay double attention and you have to put a check on each and every thought that you arise. And this is how Baba used to look after his court in the end of the day. Means, in short, he would check his chart of how much he was in that state of soul consciousness. Whether any of the sense organs did not follow his orders, wearied away, were carried away by anything else. And Baba used to check everything. And by practicing this soul consciousness, he himself, when each and every step he used to visualize anyone, used to see them as a soul. So deep effort Baba made with his own self. So this was the first step of Brahma Baba, being and practicing soul consciousness. And that is why in every day's Murli also we find that Baba always guides us, be soul conscious. Try to practice this even while practicing or doing your, performing your duties, responsibilities, but still practice that in soul consciousness. Because Baba had done that practically in his life. And then he's advising us. And that is why each and every word in the Murli also touches our heart. The second step of Brahma Baba was that as soon as he got this faith, it was Shiv Baba. And Shiv Baba wants me to do something, to become an instrument. The moment he realized this, the second step was surrendering himself completely to five sisters. He made a trust of five sisters and he surrendered himself from mind, body and wealth. Complete surrender. Where there was no feeling of mine, this is my property or my money, nothing of that. Because he surrendered himself completely. He even told his own children that now God wants me to do something, so I am surrendering this for his cause and he would not get a single penny out of it. Whoever would like to join me can come forward, and those who do not feel like joining me, you can take up your own path, but you would not get anything from this. So such was Baba's faith, and in complete surrender, where no feeling of mine was ever after that step. Even when somebody mentioned it is Baba's property, Baba would say, nothing is mine. I have surrendered myself completely. And this is what Baba also teaches us. You have to surrender through your intellect. No matter you stay in your household, but always think yourself to be an instrument in the household as well, and thinking that I am in on godly service only. This family that I have to look after, as an instrument I look after them, and the mind and intellect is completely surrendered. This is what Baba wants us also to do. And that's why Baba says in the Murli, Baba would not ask anyone to come and surrender everything here and start staying here, no. But to stay in your own household, stay in your own homes, but still considering that home to be Baba's home. Whatever you have is Baba's, and surrendering through the mind and intellect, that is important. So this is the second step, where the feeling of mine, this is mine, should completely go away. Because most of the obstacles come from this feeling of I and mine. So being soul conscious removes that I, and surrendering through the mind and intellect removes that mine. Nothing is mine, everything is Baba's. So when with this feeling, when we be in the world, we can remain carefree, we can remain light. We do not consider ourselves as if the burden is on me, but Baba is there. I am just an instrument to look after this. So this is the second step of Brahma Baba. The third step of Brahma Baba was that after he established the yajna, when he surrendered himself and established the yajna, then being the yajna mother and father and sustaining everyone, 350 brothers and sisters in the yajna, some were very small children, but sustaining them, and the mode of sustenance was on the basis of the four pillars: Gyan, Yoga, Dharana and Service. Knowledge, Yoga, Dharana and Service. So the foundation of all the four subjects was very powerfully instilled in each and every one. So sustaining them with knowledge, with yoga, with powerful dharana and service. And many a times it reminds me when Gulzar Dadi shares her experiences, she always shares that when we came to Baba, we all small children were in the boarding. And Baba used to look at us as living deities. And he would ask the mothers also to look after all the small children with great love. There should be nowhere where something should be lacking in their sustenance. But at the same time, their foundation with knowledge and yoga and dharana was very powerfully instilled. And this is what Baba also teaches us, that even while being in our household or being in our family, we have to make ourselves very firm in all the four subjects. Sustain our lives with the four subjects, making them powerful. Because then only, because of those powerful foundation which Baba had created that time, we find how the Dadis, they become pillars today. And they remain unshakable no matter whatever storms came in from front of them. Storms may come, test papers will also come. But if our foundation is very strong and firm, nothing can shake us. So this is how we need to sustain ourselves. Baba is giving us the Murlis every day, giving us all the teachings, Srimad, everything. But to inculcate that and make our foundation very firm, that is the third step of Brahma Baba, making the foundation strong and sustaining the life on the basis of that strong foundation. So that we remain unshakable, nothing can shake us. The fourth step, after the yajna was established, 14 years of making the foundation strong, when they came to India, from Pakistan, when they came back to India, in Mount Abu. Now Karachi was a place near the seaside, so the weather was quite humid, hot. But when they came to Mount Abu, during that time it was so cold. And 350 needed warm clothes. So during that time, Baba used all the money to get the warm clothes for the children. And so the fourth step was, when the test paper of beggary part came, means whatever situation may come, 14 years he sustained the family on whatever he had surrendered into the yajna. But how long can that money go on? How long can that wealth go on? So when they came to Mount Abu and everything was given away to buy the warm clothes to keep everyone warm, the beggary part also came in. And it was such a part in the yajna where many shook during that time. And they thought that the yajna would no longer go on. But being a carefree emperor, even in beggary times, this was the fourth step. Being a carefree emperor means whenever situations come, whenever there are good days, things are everything beautiful, and we can practice knowledge, dharana, everything. But whenever the days are adverse, situations are not favorable, when the time is not good, during that time also to smile. Not even a line of stress was seen on Baba's face. Nothing would be there in the yajna. Reminds me that when Brijendra Dadi would come to Baba and tell Baba, "Baba, there is not even a grain in the yajna and no money. And we have to feed 350 people." Just imagine in a family where you have to feed at least four people, say four members of the family. And if there is nothing in the house, no grain, no money, how stressed human beings would be. And this was a family of 350 people. And to not let them know that there is nothing in the yajna. And Baba would smile at her and say, "Child, come at 10 o'clock. And Dadi shared her experiences during those days, that I would think, there's nothing at this moment. At 10 o'clock, where will Baba bring from? It would shake us also. But Baba, we never saw him in a stressful state. And at 5 minutes before 10, Dadi would go in front of Baba. Baba would see the watch and say, "Oh, you have come 5 minutes early, sit down." And when Dadi would sit down, exactly at 10 o'clock, the postman will come and he will bring a money order of 500 rupees or 1,000 rupees and give that money to Baba, and Baba would give that money to Dadi and say, "You go to the market, get the grains and get the flour and make chapatis and feed the 350 people." Such carefree. And this was not just for a few days. It was for a few years. This beggary part was also for a few years. And many were shaken during that time. Many Brahmins were shaken during that time. But Baba's faith was unshakable. After the beggary part, the Dadis would ask Baba, "Baba, didn't you ever have had a thought what would happen to the yagya? How would it go along? Did you ever have that thought?" And Baba would smile and say, "Is this yagya my yagya? This is not my yagya. It is Baba's yagya, Shivaba's yagya. And so he is responsible. I'm just an instrument. Just see the feeling. How deep feeling he had of being an instrument, because he had practiced that soul consciousness and that complete surrender. And that is why he was constantly having this consciousness. This yagya is Shri Baba's yagya. It is not my yagya. And so he is responsible for feeding all of this. I am not responsible." But the faith was tested. Even Brahma Baba had to cross this test. And so, many times when some else would ask him, "Baba, what thought did you have at that time?" And Baba would say, "Well, every day we offer the bhog first to Baba. In the afternoon, first bhog is offered to Shiva Baba. So the day when we won't have any bhog to be offered to him, we can also stay, we can also starve." And it never happened even in bhakti that there is no bhog for Shiva Baba. So he had this faith that there would be something to be offered to God. And if he is to be offered, he would make the convenience for that also to, you know, be in the yagya. Similarly, whenever somebody would ask, "Baba, who was the one who was sending the 500 rupees? And Baba would say, in the scriptures, Ravan's wife, I don't know whether you know the name of Ravan's wife, her name was Mandodari, was living in the castle of Ravan, but she had great love for Ram. In the Ramayana, this story is there. So Baba used to smile and said, "There is a Mandodari in the castle of Ravan, but who has great love for Ram. So hidingly, she sends this 500 rupees every week." And just imagine, the one who had supported yagya during such times, what would be her fortune? What would be her fortune? Even God is obliged to her. And what will be her role in the golden age? If we can imagine, that soul who had supported Yajna during the times when there was nothing. Today, Yajna has fully accomplished. And still if we give, our fortune is created. But during such times when there was nothing in the Yajna, and that soul who hidingly used to send 500 rupees, 1000 rupees, what would be her fortune? And how much God must have been obliged to her? And what would be her role in golden age and throughout the Kalpa? It is such a great role she must be having. And maybe that's why Baba had kept her in the castle of Ravan. But there also, being in the castle of Ravan, there also, she was like completely protected by God. Because the inner love she had for God. So this was how Baba used to be carefree emperor. And that is why Baba teaches us also, children, hand over all your burdens to Baba. Don't carry the basket of burdens on yourself. Become a carefree emperor. If we read Avyakta Murlis, there are so many Murlis till today on being a carefree emperor. How we can be free from all the stresses if we hand over all our burdens to Baba, not just for the sake of saying, but practically experiencing that Baba is by our side and He is responsible for all the burdens, all the test papers that has to come in front of me. But it is human nature, we always take it back. But Baba says, hand it over to me. And this is practical step of Brahma Baba. Once he said everything is Baba's, means all the burdens are also his. And he practiced that. That was his step. And that was for a few years in Yajna. The beggary part. Nothing can be more severe test paper than a beggary part. Feeding 350 and nothing in the Yajna. So that was the fourth step of Brahma Baba. The fifth step of Brahma Baba was slowly and gradually as Baba's children started increasing and slowly and gradually everybody started sending to the Yajna and Yajna was starting to get fulfilled. Then Baba's fifth step was being a practical karma yogi. Karma yogi. He used to perform each and every karma himself. Whether it was cleaning the grains, he used to sit there first with mama and all the children, wherever they would be, they would find, oh, Baba is cleaning the grains, let us go. They will all go. Baba would not call out, or no announcements were you made during those days, as it is done. Please go for karma yoga, karma seva, isn't it? Go for serving or go for helping in cleaning the grains. Nothing of that sort. During those days, Baba himself would go and sit to clean the grains and all the children would come running, oh, Baba is there. Let us also go. Every karma, every action he taught with his own actions. His actions spoke. His life spoke. Baba would sometimes become the laundry man. Go into the laundry and start cleaning the clothes. And seeing that all the children would rush there. Okay, we will also help in cleaning. And then Baba would, with this consciousness, Shri Baba is the big laundry man. He has come to clean us. So let us also clean these clothes. And in this way, giving knowledge at each and every step, changing the consciousness and practically doing actions and showing the children how we can be egoless, that there shouldn't be any ego in performing any task of the yajna. Nowadays, there are so many servants in the yajna who do the cleaning work everywhere. But during those days, Baba's days, there was no servants. No servants was there. And Baba used to himself do each and every action. And this is how all the children would also follow and practice. What if Baba can do, we can also do. No ego was there. Oh, I am coming from such a big family. How can I do this? How can I do that? If Baba can do, why not we? So being a server, as Baba mentioned in today's Murli, we are all servants, godly servants. So similarly, he also practiced that, being a server, yajna server, and being a practical karma yogi. How in each and every action also, we can stay in the remembrance of Baba. It reminds me of one incident Nirmal Shanta Dadi always used to share. And Nirmal Shanta Dadi said, once Baba asked her, because she used to do the driving of the buses and trucks in the yajna. So the old tires were changed of the bus. So when the tires were removed, Baba said, now what to do with the tires? So Baba asked Nirmal Shanta Dadi, can you make slippers out of this rubber? And Nirmal Shanta Dadi said, Baba, I'm not a cobbler. I'm not a cobbler. I don't know how to make slippers. You know, I've never made any slippers before. And Baba smiled at her and said, if you do not have that much of sense of how to make a slipper, how are you going to become a queen in the golden age and rule the kingdom? If any of your subjects would come and ask you, how can I do this? And if a queen would say, I don't know, how can you be an example? So I think you won't have this art in you. So because you will lack one art, you cannot become a queen of golden age. And she said, why can't I become a queen of golden age? I can. So Baba said, because you don't have this art of making a slipper from a waist. And immediately she went and started making a slipper. And when she made beautiful slipper from the tires and brought it in front of Baba, Baba wore those slippers. Baba wore those slippers. And when Baba wore the slippers, all the children in the yajna wore the same slippers, made from the tires of buses. Such humbleness Baba had. And he was teaching each and everyone how to become such humble. Today, if ask anyone to wear the slippers made from tires, what would we say? But that was what Baba did. And this was Baba's practical karma yogi stage. Doing each and every karma so that we are fully accomplished with all the arts, 16 celestial arts. So Baba says, there is nothing for which you should say, I don't know this. That means the moment I say, I don't know how to do this, we are lacking that art. We don't possess that art. And we cannot go into the first grade, that is 16 celestial degrees complete. We'll go into the silver age, 14 degrees complete, because we do not possess that art. So there is nothing where Brahmins can ever say, I don't know how to do this. I don't know how to do this. Everything, yes, I can do it. I can do it. And you will see how Baba will teach us to do it. And so much of happiness will be generated after we do that work. Because that humility will generate so much of happiness inside. If we say no, no happiness. This was Baba's slogan. The one who says yes one who says no is an atheist who don't know. But the one who says yes, they welcome happiness also in their lives. And this was one of the secret that Baba explained. How by doing each and every action of yajna, it generates so much of happiness within. The mercury level of happiness rises because we get an experience of being with Baba in doing that task, in doing that work. So Baba said, if Nirmal Shanta Dadi, then she shared that when I used to say yes, Baba's blessings would naturally be on us. And this is a secret, not only generating happiness, but also receiving Baba's blessings. By saying yes, we become good servers, altruistic servers, and we get the blessings of Baba also. But those who say, I don't know, I cannot do it, those who say no, they are atheist. So they are theist and these are atheist. So what we want to become. So that is how at the age of 90 also Baba used to perform each and every action by himself and teach children how to do it. The sixth step of Baba was sixth step of Baba was intense effort making stage, tapasya. It happened so that there was once a small girl of 12 years old. She had come to Baba. And when she came to Baba, she was very innocent. So innocent that Brahma Baba one day called her and said, child, would you go to Shiv Baba? Would you go in trance? And she did not understand what is trance and what should I do there. So Baba said, child, you go to Shiv Baba and you ask a question from my side. And so that child, 12 years old sister, she was sitting in front of Baba. Baba gave her very powerful drishti and she went into trance. First time she went into trance. And when she went into the subtle region and she saw the complete form of Brahma Baba, which was full of light, so much of light radiating. And she saw Shiv Baba in that subtle avyakta Brahma Baba. It was such a beautiful experience. When she came back, she said to Baba, Baba, I saw Brahma Baba up there, you know. But that Brahma Baba was full of light. The radiance was so much. Why don't we see that radiance in you? You know, very innocently, she asked Baba. And our Didi ji was sitting there, Manmohini Didi. So Manmohini Didi immediately caught the hand of the child, that sister, and said, What are you telling Baba? So Baba said, no, let her speak. I want to know What is up there? Because Baba never used to go into trance and he did not know that his complete form was there. All the sisters would come bring the message from Shiv Baba, but they would not relate to Baba that that Baba is the complete form, the perfect form of Brahma Baba. So then Baba started asking this child, "Child, what did you see there?" She said, "I saw Brahma Baba, but that Brahma Baba was glowing with light. There was so much light, so beautiful, very transparent. It did not have muscle body like you, but it was a very light body." And she started explaining Baba how the Brahma Baba up there, the perfect form was. And after that, Baba realized it is my perfect form. So this is the effort-making form and I have to become that. That was the realization Baba got. And after that, Baba started making intense efforts. Till then in the yajna, there was no Amrit Vela. But after that incident, Baba used to get up 4 o'clock in the morning and he started remembrance. He used to get sakash from Shiv Baba and give that sakash to the whole world. Intense efforts were made by Brahma Baba. After 6 to 8 months, Baba again called that sister and said to that sister, "Child, go up again and see how much still the difference is between him and me." So she again went and she said, "Baba, there is still some difference." And after that, Baba started getting up at 2:30 and made intense efforts. Taking Baba rays and from Baba and sakash from Baba and giving it to the world and everyone. So much intense effort Baba himself practiced. So much deep tapasya Baba himself did. And after that deep tapasya, again after some months, Baba called the sister, "Child, go up again and see how much difference there is still left." And the third time when she went up and she saw and she said, "Baba, there is no difference. This form and that form are alike now." And dadis used to say that when Baba reaches stage of perfection, when Baba used to move from his room to the history hall, when he used to go, we felt as if a cloud was moving by. I remember Dadi Prakash Mani used to share this, that when we used to touch Baba's hands, they were as if like so soft, as if there is no flesh, no bones inside it. So soft was Baba's hands. Anybody would go to Baba to share service news. "Baba, this is service what we did, this is service what we did." And just catching the essence, and Baba would be as if completely detached. And after that, if the children would ask, "Baba, did you listen what we said?" And Baba would say, "Yes, I got the whole thing." And Baba would give whatever he heard. And the sisters would wonder, but we felt as if Baba was not here, not listening to us. But he caught the essence and he was like in that stage, which Baba wants us from now. In the recent 2 years, Murlis, Baba is continuously asking us to practice 5 forms, going to the 5 forms, or from incorporeal, subtle, corporeal, going into this 3 stages, coming and going. And this is what Baba had practiced himself through his intense tapasya, intense efforts. And this is what Baba wants from. This was Baba's 6th step. Intense effort-making stage and reaching that stage of perfection. And being amongst all the children, but as if he was somewhere else. He was not here. The dadis used to say, if we used to go to Baba's room, Baba would give us so much of powerful sakash, we used to forget what we came to ask Baba. We did not remember any of our questions, as if everything was dissolved. And we just like to sit in front of Baba, getting that sakash, that drishti, powerful drishti. That was their experience. They also did not feel like coming into the words. That was Baba's sixth step. The seventh step of Baba was then handing over the responsibilities and powers to the dadis. So Manmohini Didi used to stay here, and Baba was like handing over all the responsibilities to Manmohini Didi. Then when Manmohini Didi went for the Kumbh Mela, Baba called for Dadiji from Bombay. And Baba used to catch her hand and take her around the yagya, show her each and every department, take her into the stores, how much stock of oil and wheat and how much stock of the grains we should have and what will be the future. Everything was being explained. And Dadi used to wonder, why is Baba showing me all the stores? How much grains we should have for the whole year? How much children will be coming in the future? And how we have to handle the yagya? Baba was handing over all the responsibilities and the powers to the dadis, to all the seniors. What will happen in the future times? How much they have to keep the stock in the yagya. Everything was explained. That was the seventh step. And the eighth step of Brahma Baba was conqueror of attachment. Although being with the children for around 33 years together, from 36 to 69, being with all the children for 33 years, but still detached. In the end, Baba did not remember anyone. A complete conqueror of attachment. Nashto moha smritir labdha. The final statement of Gita, the 18th chapter of Gita, which states that complete conqueror of attachment and constantly in the remembrance of that one, being the embodiment of that form, and achieving that stage of angel, becoming an angel. That was the eighth step of Brahma Baba, where in the end he just uttered those three words, egoless, viceless, and formless. Egoless, viceless, bodiless, yes. Egoless, viceless, formless or bodiless. That is the eighth step of Brahma Baba, a complete detachment, becoming a perfect angel and going into the subtle regions, ascending into that on merging with that perfect Brahma Baba. This Brahma Baba merges into that. So that was the eighth step of Brahma Baba. So these are the eight steps of Brahma Baba's life. And it was so beautiful. And Baba wants us also to follow or put our footsteps in these footsteps and reach that stage of perfection. Okay. Om Shanti. So we shall now sit in meditation and let us also visualize 8 steps and practice that intense efforts, because each one of us also has our perfect form in the subtle region, and this form has to merge in that form. So getting that Sakash from Baba, Bap Dada, and giving that to the world as well, both work together and creating that stage which Baba wants from us.